comfortable, you're resting, you're not making a lot of ibadat and that. But you will be abadan nas, the one who is making the most ibadat. So that is very important, which we don't understand. Our Ramadan, our Umrah, how many brothers, when we used to go in Jamaat at night, they don't sleep, making Salatul Tasbih, one after the other. But lifestyle is not... Forget telling them not to do it. I'm the one first there to go and attend the wedding. And I make the nikah there in the hall, where there is videoing, there where is kawadi, where there is music, and I'm there. So the abrar are those people who cannot see anything wrong. Walladina, his name was that for the future. So just by name you don't become an abrar. By when you have these qualities in you, then you become an abrar. So these are the abrar who do not cause any harm. So these qualities we should try. So this hadith, al-muslimun, man salim al-muslimuna, muslimun, you want to wear a bikini? She said they don't allow you in the public pool without a bikini. And that public pool, that same person told us, because they stay there, they know. The water, the sparkling blue, how beautiful, clean, like sparkling. But when they tested it, 60% urine, human urine, in class, no, first class. That is what Allah wants from us. That is what our Nabi wants from us. That is what every sheikh wants from his murid, that he must be the best. Not only passable, but the best. So this is that. So that is a Muslim, that he does not cause any harm with his tongue. What the tongue, again, Allahu Akbar, see the ulama of Islam, how dangerous is in this. So anyway, with the tongue, either you use your tongue in order to do haram, or with the tongue also, if you have got an illicit love affair, and with your tongue you are kissing and all that also is totally haram. And with the tongue, the words that come out also, that is the main thing. So that also I use. So look after your tongue, your hands will be saved. Your tongue you use, then your private parts get used also. So keep away. It's not just a man just goes to a woman and start committing haram like that. There's a whole big story before that. And the tongue, the eyes are the first there. They first see. Then the tongue starts, the heart plans, the mind does. And how many hadith there is of on flying. Ghibat, backbiting, that is from the tongue also. And then blabbering, unnecessary speech. Talking too much, and if a person learns the use of the tongue, he will be a master of language. Any language, whichever language, the most, one of the greatest tongue-ring. And carrying tales from this person to that person. All these gunas are related to the tongue. So, ghibat, backbiting, slandering, lying, blabbering, just talking unnecessarily, all this, the tongue. So if we learn how to use the tongue, so in, and if we use, learn to use the tongue correctly, this ruh.
Yeah. What will be their condition? So Allah gave us to make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And the other main reason why Allah Ta'ala has created us and put us in this world is not to prepare for the dunya, but to prepare for the akhirah, the real life. And there is nobody who can say, in fact, the more we like a longer life, the more our desire is that of shaitan. Shaitan wanted a very long life. And what is he doing with his long life? Not ibadah, but is going more deeper into the ground and into azab by Allah Ta'ala. So it is nothing great to have a long life. Somebody boasts also, oh, I'm so old, just 8 hours, but our life is coming closer to the qabar. Our time of dunya is going further away, and our destination to Jannah is coming closer and closer all the time. So every moment, qadam su'e marqad, our legs are towards the qabr. Nazar su'e dunya, but our eyes are looking at dunya all day. We are looking at the dunya. Imagine a person who is driving, and not 120 kilometers per hour, 220 kilometers per hour. But he's not looking in front. He's looking at the back, not in the rear view mirrors. If it's possible, and a person could turn his head 180 degrees, and he looks completely at the back and is driving in front at the speed. Don't look this side, that side. Once we were traveling in South Africa, Eastern Transvaal, very beautiful scenery there. So we were few young people, and one old man was with us. And the driver, they're all beautiful. Everyone is looking at the scenery. The mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the ravines, the
beautiful. Previously we were discussing about the lifestyle of a Muslim, his culture. With regard to that, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And when they paint everything red and they color everything red, it is some celebration of theirs. So this Buzurg, while traveling, he was eating paan, and the spit that forms from that is also red. So there was a donkey and he spat on the donkey. And he said that nobody has painted you red, colored you reign of Khilafat. He had established the Hijri calendar. And he said that we are a complete separate nation. And everything of ours, we must be totally independent and have everything of ours. Then he established the Hijri calendar, taking Mashura from all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, etc., a place where he can practice his deen. And the other, it comes in the hadith, Al-Muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu an. That a real muhajir is he who migrates from all those things Allah has forbidden him from all his sins, his gunas, he must make hijrat from them. So whenever our new year sit on the letter, Maulana drew a line, an arrow there, and he said that this is a Darul Ulum, and we are teaching our deen, and we're not using the Hijri calendar. The ulama and the ulama of a Darul Ulum are not using the Hijri calendar, then who can we expect to use it? And so he was all mixed up. So he told me, how, what? So I said, it's an Islamic day. He couldn't still access it. Then he told me, please, I know it's my weakness, tell me the English day. I won't be able to reconcile it with the Islamic day. This is our condition. One friend of ours with whom we had studied in Deoband spent down, and with great sorrow he told me, Maulana, what must I tell you? That you know, I used to read Ibarat every day. I was the brightest student in Dora. But he says, my condition has become such with the construction company and involved in dunya that I have even forgotten the names of the Islamic month. That is Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. And he saw my brother is very sick. He's here and he's with all the sheep and he's not eating them. He's got no appetite. A lion, if he sees meat, he has to eat. If he doesn't eat, he's sick. He hasn't got appetite. And if you haven't got appetite, you're a very sick person. So he told him, my brother. So he immediately told, I'm not your brother. These are my brother. He'll finish them all up that he realizes who he is. So just like that, we are also the lions of Allah Ta'ala. A mu'min is a lion of Allah Ta'ala. But living with the non-believers, we have forgotten our identity also. Today, we have forgotten our language also. Our language, whatever our, it has to be a very elite place. All those things, though, we measure our success with all those things. Not with that how much deen have we got, how much khidmat of deen, how much of piety, how much of taqwa. If any person speaks of that in any gathering, in any place, a wedding function or anywhere, he is far from it. Even our religious bodies, whether it's madrasas or masjids, our meetings are also held according to Western system, how they have their meeting, whether there's a quorum, whether there is the voting that is done, a person is seconded, etc., all those things. According to children, for example, in nursery, etc., they are told to color in the lion. They color it in, and children are playful, then they cut off the tail, or they cut off the ear. What can that lion do? It's just a picture. It can't do anything. One is a lion that is in a zoo. That lion is a real lion, but it is in a cage. It can't do anything. A lion, and he didn't realize that lion leaped at him and took off his whole head. Oh, what was he going to take a snap of the lion? In another place, in Chipata, there are also game reserves there. Some people who went and see they went to the game reserve and they came to a place where the lions had made it has to be also in that strain. Like for example, the ayat, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ there to read it in a very soft, beautiful, melodious tone. Beautiful, beautiful reading of the Quran is there to read it in either two ways, that how Allah will ask, Walimanil Mulkul Yom. Like that a person feels that on Qiyamah's day Allah will control the world. One mu'min, one lion. What are 60,000 sheep, 100,000 sheep in front of one lion? What can the sheep do? But if we were lions, real lions, we are picture lions. So therefore, how they handling us? Just read the reports of what tortures in Afghanistan, in Iraq, what has been. So we, the Muslims today, we are picture lions. And a picture can't do anything. Then there are few lions, real lions, in the cage. Today perhaps there isn't one Muslim. Maybe some in Saudia, where there are those people who are Ashabi Wara, the people of Taqwa, the government allows them that no photos of theirs in so huge. But it meant nothing to them. They were just like, not even living. They were dead people. Fighting dead people, what? They can be in the millions. And if you're one living person, what can the dead people do? But today, unfortunately, that is our condition. So this reality has to come. And to become a lion, we forget a real, that is